This is Chi High Hockey.
WOGO. Your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cardinals, Greg Stewart.
WOGO, Go Cards, your sports station.
Well, maybe the day after Thanksgiving, but there are no leftovers served here tonight. It's a fresh hockey season, our 37th hockey season on WOGO. Good evening, Greg Stewart, along with former Cards defenseman and current coach Chase Hoople. Here tonight is the Cards entertain one of the best programs in the state, Verona, the Wildcats. This is a holiday weekend tournament involving Hudson and Madison Edgewood. Those two teams are playing tonight over at Hudson, and here at home, it's Verona and Chi High. And these teams have had some pretty good battles over the years. Chi High lost to Verona 4-2 in the first game of last season down at Verona. And Chase, who could forget 2020? In fact, I've got the program right here of that state tournament. Double overtime loss to Verona. There are still two guys on the ice here tonight, one for each team that played in that game. Jack Bovey and Reese Cordray from Verona played in that epic battle between the Cards and the Verona Wildcats down there.
Yeah, what a game that was. I think they say it's one of the top high school hockey games to ever go down in the state of Wisconsin, which is incredible that Chi High was a part of that.
Yeah, it was fun to call from the Great Dane down in Madison. But this is another season. And before we talk about the players on the ice here tonight, we've got to talk about the players who have moved on. We have 13 seniors on this program, including two senior goaltenders. You've got Bridger Fixmer, who's gone on to play hockey elsewhere, but he was a Dobbinsbeck Award nominee. He was All-State, All-BRC. And then you had Zach LeMay behind him, the senior. So now we've got a sophomore goaltender in here. How do you replace a Bridger Fixmer who's been a fixture for all these years?
I think the answer to that is you don't replace it. You just kind of you figure out a new way to battle and compete, and now we have a young goalie in front of us. And now it's just finding a different way to win games, and that's going to be being very aggressive and very defensive down in our D zone and trying to capitalize as much as we can in the offensive zone.
Yeah, and pretty young defense here. Scott Parker felt good about the defense coming back here. You got some experience, but you lose a Karsten Rieg, who I think was the all-time leader in plus-minus, a guy you could count on back there. He was All-BRC, lost to graduation. Ben Carlson has gone on. He's playing hockey at the next level as well. You lose 139 points from that senior class, 13 seniors. So they leave some big skates to fill here.
Yeah, absolutely. There are some big skates to fill, but I was looking at the roster and just looking at this team, I am willing to bet this is one of the most skilled hockey teams Chi High has had in the last 10 years. Just with new guys, Jack Bovey, Drew Bovey, Mason Johnson, the list goes on and on. We have a few really key players to this team and then a great supporting cast. And depth-wise, it's there. It's just we're young and it's going to be continuous learning and growth. But I'm super excited to see what this team turns out to be.
Yeah, they do have some young talent. We'll talk about that as we go through the evening here tonight. You're going to hear their names. Players like Mason Johnson, we've heard him before, Jackson Hoym. You got Bovey up on that second line. You got Carlson, another Carlson coming through here, Brett Carlson. So a lot of young talent. I think the question is going to be to see how that D-line of the D pairs work out and the goaltending, how that's going to shake loose. But let's talk about the keys to tonight's game. Time for our Toys and Ford keys to the game. You're going to find a friend at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. What do you think, Hoop? What are the keys for a Chi High win here tonight? How do they stay in this game against one of the best teams in the state?
Yeah, absolutely. So the keys to tonight's game is, number one, it's the first game of the year, so we got to kind of get the nerves out. So starting the game off strong, first hit, first shot, first goal is going to be crucial tonight. Winning that draw, making one pass, get over the red, dump it deep, and go to work right away. Next it's going to be is kind of a mindset of the plays of the game. So if the puck's on our stick, making sure we have an offensive mindset, whether we're in the D zone or in the offensive zone, the neutral zone, if that puck's on our stick, we're on offense. We got to get that puck up ice. We got to get it up ice quick and go capitalize. If we're in the defense, if the puck isn't on our stick, whether we're in the offensive zone, defensive zone, neutral zone, always being on the D side of the puck, making sure we're being conscious of where we're at on the ice. If we do those three things well tonight, we're going to find success.
Yeah, I've heard that the team has got a little more push going into the offensive zone, a little more active that way, you know, tape to tape. They want to get rid of it in the defensive zone as quickly as possible. And I know Bob Thorpe, who's got a long history of college coaching, is in here this year as one of the new coaches and brought that kind of college mentality with him, I think.
Yeah, what a fantastic addition to the coaching staff. I mean, Bob has just brought a lot of new tendencies to the room, a lot of new ideas to the room, and it's always good to get guys like that and to learn and push you to grow and kind of challenge you a little bit. And I know Coach Parker has said himself it's been good to have him because he's challenging him to kind of get outside the box a little bit.
Yeah, and he knows what it takes to play at the next level for sure. All right, Verona and Chi High here tonight to kick off the 2022-23 high school hockey season. Tomorrow we'll have that Madison Edgewood game as they come over from Hudson. They're playing the Raiders tonight over at their place at Hudson, and we'll see them tomorrow afternoon, a 1 o'clock puck drop here in Chippewa Falls. We're going to take a break and catch up with head coach Scott Parker in his 36th season here in at Chi High at the head coach spot there, and we'll find out his thoughts about this team, this rather new team, young team, in just a few moments. So stay with us. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO and Cards TV tonight.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Kansas Smith for the three and the lead at 24-23.
Miss Route, Euro step between three defenders and scores.
Deep three, Emily Cooper.
There you go.
For Emily. Here is Ben. Oh, Ben Carlson. Yes. Relentless number 19.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Stop paying full price for gas or groceries. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you'll save money at the pump and get exclusive deals and coupons with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card. Pick up your free card at the service counter of your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire, or get a digital version of your Fuel Saver card with the Hy-Vee app. Shop for qualifying items in the store. Then watch the gas price go backward the next time you fill up. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community.
Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful, clean office with super friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Wynn and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Wynn Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Wynn Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
WOGO Radio tonight. It's high school hockey on AM 680, 103.1 FM and WOGO.com and Cards TV. All you have to do is go to WOGO.com under the sports schedule. Go all the way to the bottom of the page and we'll link you up with Cards TV so you can hear the game, the play-by-play, and watch the game as well. Chi High last year, 15-11-1. Lost to Verona, like I said, 4-2 in the first game of the year. Cards really got hot at the right time last year, won 7 of their last 9. Unfortunately, dropped that final one to Superior after a monumental comeback win against the Eau Claire North Huskies in the regional final. Lost in the sectional semis to Superior to end their season. Verona at 19-6-1 last season. They started at 7-1. They beat Middleton in the regional final, but lost to Wanakee in double overtime in the sectional semis, 2-1. Like I said, they bring back a guy who was first team all Big 8 conference. That's the conference they play in. He's already committed to Fairbanks in the North American League. His name is Reese Cordray. Had 34 goals, 32 assists last year, and he played on that 2020 team down at State, the Chi High was up against. The other kid, Conrad Moline, is alongside Cordray on that first line. He was also on that 2020 state team that Chi High lost to in double overtime down in Madison. So it's Cordray, Moline, and a junior by the name of Caden Wetterspoon on that first line for head coach Joe Marshall. He's in his 15th season. Scott Parker in his 36th campaign for Chi High. The goalie matchup tonight's got Derek Strong for the Cards. We'll see what Derek can do. He's a sophomore, 5'10", 240-pound sophomore, and he'll get the starting nod for Coach Parker and the Cards. And for the Verona Wildcats, it's going to be a junior. Blake Craven is the junior goaltender, and he'll be between the pipes for head coach Joe Marshall. Earlier tonight, JV game, Verona beat Chi High by a 4-1 count. It was close through a couple of periods, but then they pulled away with a couple of goals in the third period to beat the Cards by a 4-1 count. Like we said, you got guys gone from this team. Bridger Fixmer, second-team All-State, first-team All-BRC, the Dobbinsbeck Award nominee. In fact, he is first on the all-time goals against list for Chi High and number one in the save percentage career, second in shutouts. He'll leave some big skates to fill there for Derek Strong here tonight. And then you got Ben Carlson, honorable mention All-State. He has moved on. Still, Jack Bobby is here. He was honorable mention BRC and on that All-State team as well, honorable mention All-State team. So Jack is going to be counted on. Jack is back, and he's going to be counted on that second line. He'll center the second line here tonight. So we're awaiting Scott Parker to join us live on our Cardinal Countdown pregame show here tonight. Spend a few more minutes with his players here on the eve of their 2022-23 season. Quality propane and fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, 723-9490, or stop by or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. That's qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Chase Uppel downstairs ready to join Scott Parker on the pregame show as we await him. Let's take a break. Back in a moment here on WOGO.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP, online at ghr-ec.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated, and that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves, because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Hy-Vee's low price lockdown is just another reason you'll find a smile down every aisle. Saving you money is Hy-Vee's first priority, and the red low price lockdown tag means you're getting the lowest price in town. Hy-Vee shops the competition so you don't have to, and the lockdown symbol means you can rest assured those prices won't change unless they lower them. Making your life easier with the low price lockdown. Your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Cards hockey tonight here on WOGO Radio, WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Friday night lights here tonight, lights indoors, and it's high school hockey, the kickoff for the campaign here with Chi High and Verona. The Verona Wildcats here tonight. And no stats to talk about because it's a clean slate for everybody here. And we'll get our first look at the Cards hockey team this season. Greg Stewart, along with former Cards defenseman Chase Hoople, here tonight to bring it home to you. Glad to be able to do it. Verona in the orange sweaters with the white and black trim, and Chi High in their home white uniforms here tonight with the black and red trim here tonight. And Scott Parker taking a little time. Chase, I guess, down in the locker room, huh?
I feel like I got stood up for a date. It hurts.
I saw you standing down there. He and I talked about him being on the pregame show, but lots to talk about.
Well, I was going to say, huh? I told him before the game, I'm like, I'm going to say so many good things about you, too.
I know.
And then
exactly.
He stood me up, so the postgame's going to be a rough one, folks.
Oh, man. Well, let's hope the game is a good one so everybody's happy in the end. Our referees tonight, Sean Albright and Brian Otto, and our linesman is Tim Rowan here tonight for high school hockey. The barn starting to fill up and pretty festive atmosphere here tonight for high school hockey. Teams are out of the locker rooms and we're about ready. Here's Tom Voidel, the voice of the Chippewa Ice Arena, with tonight's starting lineups.
First and this game, the starting line for the Verona Wildcats, in goal, number 35, Blake Kramer. The defense line, number 6, Lars Brotsman. And number 37, Daniel Pritzbar. At center, number 15, Conrad Moline. And the wings, number 7, Ken Witherspoon. And number 14, Grace Cordray. And the rest of the Wildcats, along with their head coach, Joel Marshall, and assistant coaches Josh Pfizer, Michael Dunn, and Scott Murrell. And now, before we introduce the starting line for the Cardinals, we'll be introducing tonight's youth hockey player
of the evening. His name was Mason Schultz. Mason plays forward and goalie on the Chippewa Thunder Mites team and is a second grader at Jim Falls Elementary. His favorite NHL team is the Chicago Blackhawks. His parents are Mitch Schultz and Casey Bruhard. And Mason will stay out with the starting goaltender for the Cardinals, number 35, Derek Strong. The defenseman, number 4, Brad Krista. And number 18, Gus Thor. The center, number 34, Jack Bovey. And the wings, number 3, Drew Bovey. And number 21, Jackson LeMay. And the rest of the Cardinals, along with their head coach, Scott Parker, and assistant coaches, Bob Thorpe and Austin Taylor.
There you go. The starting lineups from the longtime voice of the Chippewa Ice Arena, Tom Voidel, here tonight on WOGO Radio. We'll take a break. Puck drop just 2 minutes away here on WOGO.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Cards Hockey tonight on Wogo Radio. We're back for another season, our 37th campaign here on the radio. Man, I remember doing play-by-play back in the old barn next door. And now we got this stunning new facility here with the great locker rooms and that kind of thing. And it just shows you how much the program has grown.
Oh, my gosh, absolutely. But, you know, it's one of those things, this new rink is just so beautiful. But I wish I could have played a couple of games in the Rumble rink. That would have been.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. A little smaller rink. And, yeah, it truly was a Rumble rink. All right, here we go. We'll see how much of a Rumble we get here tonight as the Cards host the Verona Wildcats. The two teams played in the opener last year. Chi-High lost that one 4-2. And here we go, underway. There's the center, Bobby. Jack, the senior, lays it back for the D, and the Cards on the breakout right now. They'll walk it up to the blue stripe, hammered off the glass all the way in behind goaltender Blake Craven, but this is going to be an icing call right here. It was launched just in back of the center red line. And we are underway for another hockey season here. Lots of fun. Fun tournament to open things up with Edgewood and Verona up here in the neighborhood and Hudson and Chi-High.
Yeah, I'm really happy that we start our season off with such a tough schedule compared to like a Marshfield.
Oh, my goodness. What a schedule for Chi-High. We play all four teams that were in the finals last year, including Hudson, the state champion, defending state champions twice. We got Rice Lake, the defending D2 champions. Just incredible. Final acts part of that schedule. Verona's got it back at the blue line. Launched in from the D right there by Brotsman, who is a freshman. Big, tall, lanky freshman. That one fought off by Strong and up and out of play here. 16:21 on the clock here in the first period. On WOGO. Faceoff's going to be to Derek Strong's stick side here, near wing, and it's pulled back for the D. That's blocked out in front by the Cards. Centering pass, picked off by Chi-High, angled off the boards. They've got it out of neutral, but punched right back in by the Wildcats. They go D to D. Here's Jackson Boland. Got some experience along the blue line himself. Boland rolls back and now looks up the ice, feeds it ahead. That one kicked around, and now it's going to squirt out. And here comes Mason Johnson. Johnson, the junior, who contributed a lot along with Jackson Hoym last year. Those guys are the assistant captains. Jack Bovey is the captain of this team. And this one's rolled in and back of the goaltender Craven for Verona. Came loose at neutral. Picked up there by Ezra Lindstrom, who had a nice football season. Ezra, the defensive back, saw him play a lot. Heard his name mentioned quite a few times on our Chi-High football broadcast. You got Ezra here, and Reed Post, another outstanding football player that puts on the skates in the winter. 15-15 and counting left to go here in the first period. Just underway, no score. And Chi-High has it behind their goal line. Now it's laid out for Jackson Hoym. Looks up the ice, scraped into the zone by Lindy, and he'll peel off on the line change. And the Cards go back to that first line, which actually could be their second line. It could rotate either line, and that includes Jack Bovey. Here is Drew Bovey on that line. Tried the forecheck, couldn't keep it in, but it's going to kick around. Drew picks it up, hands it off for Jack. Jack's got it in the corner to Drew. He backhanded one off the glove of Craven into the right-wing corner. Now it comes back on top. Gliding over is Jackson Boland, looking for an opening. Took a wrist shot. That one blocked out in front. Ricochets into the right wing corner. And this one's lifted out by Brosman, who shows up on the ice. The guy must be at least 6'2", 6'4", something like that. You put a pair of skates on him, and he's up around 6.5". And he launched that one out of the zone. Now the Cards bring it in. Here's Jack, angled off the boards, back to the blue line. Now they go D to D. Boland's got it on the near wing, sweeps it into the right wing corner. And who's going to come up with it? Still the forecheck keeping the puck inside. And Caden Swoboda brings his fresh legs out on D for Chi High. Here is Mason Johnson. He jumped on the ice on the line change, and Johnson dangles into the left wing corner and follows up as it goes from left to right inside the Wildcat zone. Now it's pinched off in the elbow, and this one slides in front of Craven, the goaltender, and he'll put a mitt on it and hang on right there. 13:34 left to go in the period. No score.
Yeah, pretty good period so far. I think we got off to a little bit of a slow start, kind of holding on to the puck a little bit too long, but a couple good shifts here.
How tough is it that first game as a former player to kind of get your bearings? And you've worked out as a team in practice, but it's different in game action, isn't it?
I think it's just hard because all the anticipation. I mean, especially on a day where no school, the only thing you're thinking about all day is the game.
Yeah. Verona's got it. They'll cycle back in back of the goaltender, and now they'll wind her hard around the boards, and they've got it up and out into the Chi High zone, but there's the intercept, and the Cards back on the attack. This one backhanded off the wall and dumped in, but that gives that line an opportunity, the Mason Johnson, Jackson Hoym line, to come off back into the Chi High zone. Flagged down by Brett Krista. He'll cycle over to the right for Carter Bobey. Bobey's got it. Now tries to reach the puck to Ezra Lindstrom as Lindy was flying down the ice, but couldn't go tape to tape right there. So they hit the reset. Here's Reed Post, comes up, runs into Lars Brotsman, the defenseman for Verona, and both guys went down in a heap right there. And the puck slides in behind the goal line in the Verona zone. The Wildcats have it. Now they march up the ice. Moving in, and the cutoff right there for Brett Krista as he'll flag that one down and rolls it into the left wing corner. 12-11 and counting here. Double zeros up on the scoreboard. Shots 1-0 in favor of the home team here. Cards have one shot. That's it. Defense has done a good job protecting their goaltenders and blocking shots out in front. 12-08. As the puck flips out of the playing surface, and we'll get a drop right here in the Chi High zone. Going to be the left wing wheel here for the faceoff. And there we go. Puck taken by Jack Bovey into the corner. And who's going to scrape it off the dasher right here? It's still inside the zone. Verona comes up with it. There's a shot taken by Greedo, but it went wide, drifted into the right wing corner, and a scrum in behind goaltender Derek Strong. Now it's loose in the left wing circle, comes back to the point for Verona. They'll just drop it in the left wing corner in the Chi High zone. Cards work it off the fence and up and out into the Verona end, and hard forecheck there by Jackson LeMay. He was kind of outmanned with four Verona players, and LeMay the only player back in the Verona zone. There's a big shoulder put in by Drew Bobey into the Verona player. Boy, he took a hard one in coming off the ice, holding his gut as Greeno for Verona. And here comes Jack, races across the blue stripe into the zone. He was shouldered into the right wing corner, and the Wildcats have it right here. Breakout pass ahead. Mishandled by Mazzell for Verona. Loose out at neutral and dumped into the Chi High zone. Now the Cards gathered in, and here they come. Sam Hebert picks it up, wings it into the left wing corner, and he'll back off, looking for some territory high in the zone. Cards on the attack now. Here is Jackson Hoym. Hoym has got it, dangles in the zone, backs off, now turns, rips one wide of the cage, and Craven saw it bounce off the in wall behind him and hops on it. Puts his leather over the puck, and that'll stop play right here. 10:35 left to go. First period, no score. Well, make a difference in your community with a Royal Credit Union checking account. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through the nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. Learn more at rcu.org/bettertogether. That's rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA. Face off in the Verona zone. Near circle on the dot. Very patient, both players, and now they're set up, and there's the drop. This one goes into the right wing corner. Verona's got it, bends it around the boards. This one's going to go all the way back in the chi-high zone. It's going to be chased down by Sam Hebert for the Cards. Turns, fires one up the ice, scramble for it out in the center circle, and Verona's got it right here. This is Charlie McGinnis. Comes over the line with energy and throws one. It's strong, and Derek kind of mishandled it a little bit, but stayed with it and able to knock it down and cover it up here. 10:07 left to go. Shots two apiece. Friday night hockey here on WOGO. Well, has the pace picked up a little bit, Hoop, do you think? Or?
Yeah, definitely looking a little bit better. I just now we need to get a handle on the puck and start really connecting on some passes here.
Verona has it. They threw it toward the boards. And that was Charlie McGinnis who reached for it and couldn't find it. And the Cards fired all the way down. And that'll draw the whistle for icing right here. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all of your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass in Chippewa Falls, a proud sponsor of Cards Hockey. Got the Edgewood Chi-High game tomorrow for you, the last of this weekend tournament. Edgewood playing over at Hudson tonight. And we'll see the Crusaders tomorrow here. They were the runners-up, so you got the state champion and the team they played in the championship game, Madison Edgewood, playing tonight. A rematch of the state title game tonight in this holiday tournament. Puck caught up along the yellow stripe. In the chi-high zone, racing back to get it is Jackson Boland. Turns to his right now. Cards tic-tac-toe up the ice. And here is Reed Post. The big forward comes up, drops it in the zone, tries to chase it down himself. It's loose in the right elbow. Ezra Lindstrom is there to try to scoop it up and center one. And now it's caught on the wall right close to us here, and it's going to come loose for Brett Krista. Turns, guns one into the zone. Cards in the midst of a line change. Jack Bovey's line back out there again. Nice drop pass. And a shot taken. Nearly redirected down in front by Jackson LeMay. That was Gus Thorpe, the big defenseman, freshman defenseman, who came in as a really heavy shot. And Jackson down low trying to redirect. Nearly did it. Got some traffic in front of the goaltender there.
That's what we need.
Bet. Face off in the right wing circle. And it's going to be Jack Bovey trying to win the draw for Chi High. Came up along the boards. Cards pitch, but couldn't hold the zone. And here comes Verona. Lead pass ahead. Strong went out. Cut it off as it was coming in. It was a foot race to get to him. Chi High and the Verona forward. And smartly, Derek came out and threw that one against the wall. Here's Chi High, 2-on-2. Coming in is Reed Post, and we got an offsides, I believe, here. Post dangled just a little bit too long at the blue line, and now we're going to have a penalty coming up here. And it looks as if it's going to be
coincidentals.
Jack Marski for Verona, and who got the whistle for Chi High. And Jackson Boland. For Chi High.
So no, I think it was Gus.
Oh, Gus?
Yeah.
Gus Thorpe? Okay. Gus Thorpe will sit for the Cards. We got coincidentals. Both guys will sit till the 2-minute mark of their penalty and the next whistle. And here we go. We'll stay 5-on-5 with the coincidentals. And the puck is in the Verona zone. Cards trying to work the forecheck hard. And now drifts off into the right wing corner. And this one's going to scoot out. And Verona's got it right now. They work it to the blue line, up and in. Here's a lead pass for Bronsman. As he came across the line, the defenseman jumped into the play and tucked it into the left wing corner. scrum down there now with 7:52 left to go, and this one whistles out of play. So we will face off in the card zone. Greg Stewart, along with Chase Hoople here tonight. Our engineer, board operator, is the incredible Dawson Halverson, keeping us on the air. And high school hockey for you, 2022-23. Face off in the left wheel in the Chi-High zone. This one's going to come over to the left wing side on the half wall and pushed ahead, but the Cards can't clear, and Verona's defense will throw that one in. That was Victor Mitchell who threw that one hard around the boards. Now it's loose in the Chi-High zone, comes back to the point, and a one-timer there by David Dina. A couple of Dina brothers here, David, and he's the defenseman. And Mishon Dina is his brother. He's a forward, and that was David from the blue line who tossed one in, and that was ripped out of the air by Derek Strong. 7:29 left to go on the game clock here in the first. Shots are 4-3 now in favor of Verona. Pretty low shot total so far as we're halfway through the first period. Chi-High in the march. Here is Jack Bowie. Bowie splits the knee, moves it. Oh, he fires it. It came off the goaltender up into the netting. A beautiful, beautiful move by number 34 there. And just did not finish on that
slippery
one.
Slippery coming down the gut there. Slippery.
I guess. Made the moves, just didn't finish. Unfortunately, would love to have that one back. Just came off the goaltender's shoulder. Here we go, the drop inside the Verona zone. Cards hold it at the point for a moment. That was Sam Hebert, and then it bounced off a Verona player, so the Cards have to reset right here. Tossed in on this side of the center ice red line. Everybody on sides, and the chase begins. And this one's going to come back to the point. Oh, the goaltender can't find it. And finally, he'll jump on it. He put his legs together, didn't want to move. Sam Hebert at the blue line just dumped one in and kicked around. I think ricocheted a couple of times, and the goaltender lost it, had it off his glove, and then lost it, and then just kept his pads together. Don't move. And prevented a goal from going in there. Oof. A couple of good chances
really,
here, huh?
Really good shot from the point there. Low, finding sticks, really good.
This is a young team, Chi-High, with only three seniors. Got four juniors, 12 sophomores on this team, and one freshman. So a big sophomore class. Here are the Cards on the attack. Brett Carlson walks it over the blue stripe. Hands off for Mason Johnson. Johnson body, but staying with it. It's going to come on the half wall and chased down there by Jackson Hoy, who twisted and threw it into the left wing corner. It's going to come around and up and out, and back there is Swoboda. Lost the puck. Here comes Verona. And a centering pass, and they scored. Caden Swoboda was trailing the play. He just thought he had it flagged down. It came off his stick, and Verona scores twice. Scores first in this game. It's going to be Caden Wetterspoon who will get the goal, and Reese Cordray, the all-state player, will get the assist right here. And a beautiful assist right there by the senior. It broke down at the Cards blue line, and they worked the two-on-one. So 10:48 time of that goal here in the first for Verona, and they lead it 1-0. Been a really good battle so far. 6:03 as the clock ticks down now in the first. Cards trailing by one. They'll work it into the Verona zone. That's Brett Krista. Works it hard around the boards, and Chi-High with a centering pass, but nobody at home, and Verona on the break right here. Nice knockdown at neutral by Brett Krista. Saw the pass, read it, knocked down the puck, and it's back in the Verona zone. Now the break, they work it to the wing on the far side. And here comes Blake Herberger for the Wildcats. A little mix-up as he ran into his own player, Cotty, and Herberger hit each other. And in the Chi-High zone, that gives the Cards a chance to work it up the ice. Line change right here. Jack Bovey's line back out. Cards go D to D with 5:12 left to go here in this first period, trailing 1-0. And the puck flies into the Verona zone, right behind the goaltender. Jack Movie working hard, sandwiched between a couple of Wildcat players, still in the corner. It is Jackson LeMay, who kind of hanging out in front of the net looking for a pass, and the puck slides around on the half wall on the far side. Now it's in the left wing corner. There is Cale Pertzborn for Verona. The defenseman peels it off the wall. Now they work it up and swept into the zone by Henry Mazzell of the Wildcats. Cards get to it first here, and they'll work the wall over in the near wing corner with 4:29 left to go on the clock. This one hits strong. Derek fights that one off, lays it back for his D, and it's on the fence, far side for Chi High. Still inside their zone now, kick back out to neutral, and the Wildcats have to reset here. Cards have it, fired off the stick of Brett Carlson. So icing's waved off, and Carlson's got it in the left wing elbow. Pushes a backhander into the right side, and this one's going to float back out to neutral ice, and the Cards reset themselves. This is banked off the wall. We've got an icing call right here against Chi High. 3:49 remaining here in the first period. WOGO, Chi High trailing Verona 1-0 on a Friday night. It's a very good hockey game so far. Well, at Grace Home Respiratory, their business is your good health with a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. Visit GHR-EC.com. GHR-EC.com. Cards on the break right here. Ethan Foyles right on the tape, and it was Mason Johnson screaming down the slot. Nearly had something going there, just didn't get the pass on time. Back in the Chi High zone, Johnson with the body thrown around back there. And here is Verona, carried ahead right there by David Dina. Dina got to the blue line. The Cards put the wall up right there. Here's Chi High, just a few feet into the zone. Dina rips it away, and a lead pass ahead for the Wildcats, and they'll just tap it in the zone. Bounces around. Who's going to come up with it? Chi High does. Cards able to angle it ahead into neutral ice. Here are the Cards. It is Brett Christen. Goes D to D. Now they'll work the fence up on the far side, and banged off the wall right there by Dina before he took a shoulder, and he'll come off on the change. 2:35 left to go. First period. 1-0 Verona lead on the goal by Caden Wetterspoon at 10:48 of the first. That's been it so far. Shot 6-5 now in favor of the Cards. And it's right along the blue line in the Chippewa zone. Cards get back on it. Kind of play around with it a little bit here and finally able to scoop it up, but a little too hard that time. And an icing call here with 2:10. Remaining on the game clock in the first. Well, the pace seems to have slowed down just a bit, Hoop, here in the last couple of minutes for Chi High.
Yeah, we got to kind of get on the horse a little bit. It feels like we're doing a little bit of second guessing, even when it's simple as a forecheck, you know. F1 kind of cycles off the puck, and we have no F2 to support, so it's just we got to make up our minds here. If you're going to go, you got to go. Make an aggressive mistake.
Yeah, they seem to be a little more attack mode earlier in the period. Here we go. Chi High carries it out. That's Gus Thorpe. Thorpe into the zone and then launches one into the corner, and Verona on the breakout. That puck was knocked down out of neutral ice. Here is Drew Bovey. Drew is going to rotate back, works it off to his right for Thorpe. Thorpe just angled his stick down, able to keep it in the zone. Kicked around off the glove of Thorpe. That's going to be a hand pass right here with 1:37 left on the clock, and it's going to come all the way back into the Card zone for the drop after the hand pass. Thorpe saying, well, I didn't really hold it in my glove, but not getting any help from the stripes here. 1:37 on the game clock here. 6-5, the count shots for Chi High. A 1-0 Verona lead, though. And here is the drop, and a hard shot right off the draw by Grady Miller as he slid him right along the top of the wheel here. That one went wide, but it had some velocity on it. Now it's worked down low, and a kick right back out to the top for Brotzman. He'll skate off to his left. Angles one into the corner. They go D to D, and Chi High trying to disrupt things here. A little bit back on their heels right here. This is Conrad Moline. Moline in the corner. Tried to work it back for the D a little too hard. And this is going to float all the way into the Verona zone in back of the goaltender. So Craven leaves it for his D right here. And it's loose out front, and the Cards score! Chi High. I think Brett Carlson is going to get credit for the tally as he was right there in front of the goaltender and popped on his stick. Carlson turned and punched it into the goal, and a 1-1 tie here with under a minute left to go in the period. Chi High with a timely goal here as time's running down in the first period. Looked like Verona was going to break out of their zone, and the Cards kind of caught the goaltender by surprise here a little bit to knot this one up at one apiece. 52 seconds left to go on the game clock here. Time of that goal was 6:08 of the first for Chi High. And we're tied up. Well, it looks as if it's Hoym, Jackson Hoym. I saw Carlson down there as well, but Hoym is going to get the goal. Jackson Hoym tallies for Chi High. An unassisted goal at 16:08. We'll take it. Whoever scores for the white, red, and black here tonight, it's fine with me. And the Cards and Verona tied up at one apiece. Under half a minute left to go in the period. Verona on the break, lifted high in the air over into the Chi High zone. They try to chase it down. We're down to 24 seconds left to go as time ticks off here in the first. Around the boards, here's Drew Bovey. Bovey sees a teammate up the ice, and here comes Chi High with a chance. Oh, it was Jackson LeMay, a centering pass intended for Gus Thorpe as he was heading to the hole and just missed on that one. 5 seconds down left to go in the period. And there's 2 seconds, 1 second. That'll wrap it up here in the first. And something lit the fire for Chi High. That goal kind of picked everybody up. For Jackson Hoym, they had another couple of nice chances here at the end of the period, and we're all tied up at one apiece after one.
Yeah, that was a good. It's always good to end the period, you know, even across the board. That was a big goal and got a puck on net. Next thing you know, it goes in. Overall, though, I think it was kind of a so-so period. I think we had some glimpses of really good, and then some glimpses of kind of like. Like we were skating through some quicksand, but yeah. All in all, it's the first period, first game of the year, so we'll write that one up as a success.
Well, maybe too much tryptophan from the turkey or something.
Yeah, right?
Huh?
Right,
yeah,
turkey
trying,
legs.
Yeah, trying to burn that stuff off here, but no excuses as we go to the second period. And we'll head there with the same ultimate result, tie game here. 1-1 after one. And Verona and Chi High, and shots are 7-6 in favor of the Cards after the first 17 minutes here. Don't forget now, if you come out for tomorrow's game, this whole tournament, this weekend tournament, they're inviting you to bring a non-perishable food item like cereal, box of cereal, or instant oatmeal, or granola bars, or crackers, or popcorn, or mac and cheese, something like that. And if you do that for the Cardinal Market, if you donate that food to the Cardinal Market, which impacts students in need in the Chippewa area, Chippewa Falls High School, then you don't have to pay a $5 admission. You get in for free. Just bring a non-perishable food item for tomorrow's game here Drop of the Puck is 1 o'clock tomorrow. We'll be on the air, by the way, at 12:40 with our Cardinal Countdown pregame show here on WOGO. Tomorrow, as the Cards will host Madison Edgewood. All right, we'll take a break. Back in 4 minutes as Hoop and I talk about this first period and get you ready for the second on WOGO. After one, it is Chi-Hi 1 and Verona 1 here on WOGO, AM 680, 103.1 FM, WOGO.com, and Cards TV. Back in a moment.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful, clean office with super-friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Wynn and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Wynn Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Wynn Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Kansas Smith for the three and the lead at 24-23.
Misra, Euro step between three defenders and scores.
Deep three, Emily Cooper.
There you go.
For Emily. Here's Ben. Oh, Ben Carlson. Yes. Relentless number 19.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
A 1-1 tie after one here tonight. The season opener for the Chi-Hi boys hockey team. We'll have girls as well this season. Tony Menard's girls team, got a bunch of games for them too. But tonight, this weekend, it's the boys' turn as Cards host Verona tonight, and then tomorrow afternoon we'll play host to Madison Edgewood, state runner-up. They're playing over at Hudson tonight. Well, as we wait for the second period to begin, we're talking hockey. Chase and I, brought to you by Hy-Vee, your local Hy-Vee grocery store in Claremont Avenue in Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. So a 1-1 count here, Chase. Verona scored first. The Cards had some really good chances. They put together some good opportunities and finally scored near the end of the period. Your impressions of this first period of hockey this season?
Yeah, like I said earlier, I think overall it was a pretty good first period. It's the first period, first game of the year. So I think there was definitely some rust that needed to be shaken off, some nerves that kids had to get out. But overall, I think there were some good things that we did, and I think there's some things we can improve on. And the biggest takeaway is just having a more aggressive mindset. If you're going to make a mistake, make an aggressive one. Don't make one where you're sitting on your heels, letting the play come to you. Go attack the play, be aggressive, right? Having that mindset. And something that we need to do, too, is utilize the points. We had a couple great opportunities where we fed the pucks to our D at the point, and they picked some nice lanes and got some pucks on net, and that's what it's going to take. You get the puck on net, you create opportunities. And lastly is I'm seeing a lot of kind of icings. We're throwing the puck off the glass or just kind of randomly throwing it. If you're going to make a play by chipping the puck, do it with some finesse. Try to lay it out there for your guy to skate into and make some opportunities out of getting the puck out of your zone instead of just icing it and getting a whistle.
How do you think our young D are helping their goaltender out here tonight?
I think they're doing a pretty good job. I've only seen a couple opportunities that Verona's had where they kind of got the middle of the ice on us. Otherwise, we're doing a pretty good job at steering them wide. And, you know, for as much as we are, I would like to see more finesse when we're chipping pucks out. We're doing a good job at clearing pucks and making that first good pass on our breakouts.
All right, so 1-1 count after one. The goal scored by Jackson Hoym at 16:08. The first Verona got their tally from Caden Weatherspoon at 10:48 of the first. And Jackson's goal, by the way, was unassisted. All right, we'll take another break and just about ready to begin the second period here tonight. Verona and Chi-Hi, the season starter here this year for 2022-23 on WOGO. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi-Hi alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful, clean office with super-friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Wynn and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Wynn Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Wynn Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Logo Radio tonight, Chi High and the Verona Wildcats. Non-conference season opener for the Cards boys hockey team. Verona struck pay dirt first at 10:48. And then here in the first period, it was Jackson Hoym, his first of the season. Opening goal of the campaign for Chi High at 16:08, an unassisted goal. And that's where we sit, 1-1 after one period here. We've got Madison Edgewood tomorrow. Both Edgewood and Verona up here from the Madison area. And Edgewood, the state runner-up, is playing the state champion Hudson over at Hudson tonight. And then they'll motor over tomorrow. We'll have that game for you at 1 o'clock, puck drop, 12:40. Cardinal Countdown pregame show tomorrow afternoon, and Verona will go west to play Hudson tomorrow afternoon at their place for this tournament. Boy, you couldn't ask for nicer weather, could you, for these Madison area teams coming up here?
I know. We can't be giving them home field advantage like that.
Yeah, it was, after that bitter cold weekend before Thanksgiving, now it's going to be like 52, I think, tomorrow.
I know. I sat in my deer stand on Saturday, couldn't feel my toes. I walk outside today, and I was too hot in a hoodie.
I know.
Just Wisconsin, I tell you.
It is. Get the November post-Thanksgiving thaw here. But we got a nice sheet of ice and ready to go here in moments for Chi High and Verona in this second period. Cards had their chances, some really good looks at their goaltender. Pucks flying around in the zone at times. It just was, a little herky-jerky, helter-skelter here in the first period for the Cards. Well, at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit CVOSM.com/WOGO. That's CVOSM.com/WOGO. Verona, their goaltender, Blake Craven, sitting at the door here waiting for the ice to firm up. After the Zambonis did their work between periods, taking a little longer with a little higher humidity, and they're patiently waiting, but they're ready to go. Chi High in their locker room haven't made an appearance yet here for the second stanza And a pretty good group. We got a lot of people who drove up from Verona area here tonight following their team and talking with Joe Marshall, the Verona coach. He said that they came up here in a brand new coach bus, had less than 1,000 miles, leather seats, and probably tough to get out of that and come indoors and play some hockey here, but had a nice ride up here. And so far, his team is hanging right in here. A 1-1 score, shot 7-6 in favor of the Cards. And that was, built up the shots near the end of the period. It was 2-3 or 3-2, something like that, for a good share of the period. But shots now 7-6 in this one. Chi-Hi losing to Verona down there 4-2. Last season, the Cards kind of up and down. They win a couple, lose a couple last season, but got hot at the end of the campaign before dropping one here against Superior in the playoffs.
Yeah, last year's team definitely, it was kind of just a tough season. It was just a roller coaster, up and down. But the one thing I'm super excited about with this year's team is I feel like we just have a really good group of hockey players. You know, kids who aren't necessarily going through the motions, like, this is what I do every winter.
Right.
I'm here to just hang out with my friends and play. We have some kids who genuinely want to play hockey the way it's supposed to be played, and they live and die by the game. So that's what gets me most excited about this team this year.
Yeah, 13 seniors are gone, but you got, 12 sophomores on this team. So if they gel, if they come together, you're going to have some nice years of hockey here.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a big upswing for the Chi-Hi program, and not that it was in a bad place at all the last couple of years, because we've had very successful teams. My expectations are high for the squad this year, especially with players like the Bovies, Mason Johnson, Holm, Gus Thorpe. I really think we have a lot of talent on this team, and the expectations are high.
Yeah, and, boy, I tell you what, they're not playing a cream puff schedule.
No.
That's for sure.
And I love that.
Yeah.
Challenge.
If it's not the toughest schedule in the state, it's right up there, top five for sure. With all four teams that were at state last year, Hudson twice, the state champions, Rice Lake. They've got Fond du Lac in the mix this year. Great programs in high school hockey. So it's not like that day in and day out, but it's going to be very, very challenging. All right, there's a drop. We're underway here in the second, tied at one apiece. And Verona's got it right here. Here's Cordray, that outstanding senior. He'll work it off the dasher on the far side, tries to chase it down. Brett Krista will cover up the puck, gets to it first, shadows that thing, and wraps it around the boards right now. It's in the loose inside the Chi-Hi zone. Cards bring it out, cut off there by Cordray again, but had it stripped as he headed toward the Chi-Hi zone, and then puts a little stick into Ethan Foyles there on his way into the Verona, into the ice, and it popped out of play. 16:25 left to go, second period on WOGO Radio and Cards TV. Yeah, you can watch us and listen, watch the game, listen to our coverage any place that you have internet in the world on Cards TV. Owen Krista doing a terrific job with his crew, the former Cardinal hockey player and football star. And man, this guy's putting graphics up there, multi-cameras, and just an outstanding job.
I bet they weren't live streaming game 30 years ago.
They certainly weren't. That is for sure. Here we go. Puck out at center ice. Clipped aside right there by Brett Carlson. And bodies flying all over there. Whirling around was Dina as he got twisted up. And he looks a little like a little ginger on that leg there. Dina got turned around pretty hard. He hits the stick on the ice like, I want to come off. 15:48 left to go. Puck flies out of the rink right here. And we'll have a drop inside the Chi-Hi zone. Just underway here in the second. WOGO, Greg and Chase here with you. And Dawson Halverson back at the WOGO studios. And keeping us on the air. Faceoff's going to be in the Card zone. Glove side of Garrick Strong. And it looks as if it's going to be Lindy to take it here for the Cards. Number two, the senior. Three seniors on this team. Ezra Lindstrom against Jack Marski for Verona. There's the drop. Marski tried to feather it back, and he does so, but Fanning on the puck was the defenseman. Back there was Bratzman, and the puck still inside the Verona zone. Picked up there by Gus Thorpe. Thorpe gets it over to the right-hand side and guns it into the corner, and it's going to come up around 15:24 left to go. Still caught up in the Verona zone. Now it squirts loose, and Chi High trying to chase it down to the right wing corner. Cards have it in behind their own goaltender on the half wall, and finally kick it out. Here they come, 3-on-2. The Cards have it into the zone is Carter Bobey. Bobey had his shooting lane shut down, so he worked it into the corner and tried to create something, but centering pass is intercepted, and Verona's got it right here. A shot right on, the save by Strong, and the rebound, big rebound picked up right there by Reed Post. Post is going to skate off on the change as it's in motion right now, and Chi High's got it. Cards work it into the corner, off the stick of Sam Hebert. Hebert looking for an outlet, and this one's going to wrap around the boards from right to left. Verona on the forecheck. Centering pass right there. Off the stick, comes back to the point. And a shot taken by Pertzbon at the blue line is flagged down by Strong. And he'll hang on. 14:28 left to go, second period. Well, what about it? Opening up here in the second. How did the Cards look coming out of the locker room?
I think we look pretty good. Nothing bad to say, nothing great to say. Pretty level-headed.
Pretty vanilla.
Oh, yeah.
All right, back to the blue line. Here is Lars Bratzman, the big defenseman. He'll angle that one into the corner, and it's going to be peeled off the wall by Jack Bovey. Jack is up the ice, puts the afterburners on. There's a drop pass for Foyles, and Foyles' centering pass is picked off and along the wall in the Verona zone. It squirts loose. Cards backpedal to get it. And here is Bolin. Looks up on the right side. Over to Jackson LeMay. Turns. Fires one in. 13:52 and counting. Left to go. Second period. We're tied at one. Puck right along the blue line in the Verona zone. And it's going to be pushed back for Drew Bovey. Drew weaves his way in. Past a couple of players. Hands off to Mason Johnson. And an offsides call here against Chi High. Hard to hold up when your teammate is weaving his way into the zone, and that's what happened here. 13:34, face-off at the dot outside the Verona zone. One apiece on the scoreboard. Shots even up as well, 7-7. And Chi High has got it. Held on to by Brett Krista, and Brett's going to just race back into his own zone and open up some property. Here he leads a pass ahead for Ethan Foyles. Foyles moves in and drops it on the left side of the cage. Goaltender break, Brett Craven's going to hang on to that one. 13:17 left to go here in the second, and a 1-1 tie. Face off in the Verona zone. Mason Johnson trying to win this one for Chi High. Cards, as far as draws are concerned, struggled a bit with that last year, hoping to improve on that for sure this season. Pinched on the wall, Hoym tried to walk it in and then had it stripped. And here comes Reese Cordray, the senior, moves in, fires a centering pass. It comes up and around from right to left in the corner. Cards able to track it down. Chi High, long stretch pass down the ice. It kicked off a Winona player, David Dina, hit his skates, and so that wipes out the potential icing call. Chi High hands it off, and there's a chance as Ethan Foyles was set up on the short side. Puck did not come to him, but he was wide open. The net, that corner of the net was wide open. This one ricochets off the fence and all the way back, and the Cards defense has got it right now. Here's Tyler Bolin. Bolin was being pressured, got the puck out, and it comes back. One off the glass right here, and the Cards, Ezra Lindstrom, catches up to it and tried to angle it toward the net. It came to the side of the cage, and pouncing out on it was Blake Craven. The hold on to the puck. Lindy had a head of steam coming
in.
Yeah,
but that's what I'm talking about right there. That's what we call a finesse chip. You went high off the glass enough where the puck hits, it dies, and allows a player to go with speed to it. That's awesome. That's really smart heads-up hockey.
12-12 on the clock here in the second. Tied at one apiece on WOGL. Cards win the draw. They get it back for the D. Caden Swoboda was covered a bit, but able to fire off a shot, and this one comes in on the goaltender. And Craven knocked it down and had it long enough to draw the whistle. 12:01 remaining second period on WOGO. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics on WOGO. There's a drop in the Verona zone. Cards climb in on it, but can't hold the zone, and it comes back, pinched on the wall there by Lindstrom on the back check. And here is Chai High in the breakout. Swoboda's pass intercepted. Verona's got it. And they'll toss it into the right wing corner in the Card zone. A forecheck by the orange and black here. And it's still caught up in the right wing elbow. Couple of players for both teams, and finally to the half wall, but not out for Chai High. It's in the corner. This one rolls from right to left, stretched around the boards. Nice work right there by Reed Post as he pressured the Verona forward, or D, I should say, who had pinched in, and Reed pushed that puck out of the zone, and now Verona is going to get called for an icing right here. 11:08 left to go here on a Friday night of high school hockey here in the second period, tied at one apiece. Shots 9-7 now in favor of the good guys. And Jack will take the draw right here for Chai High against Conrad Moline. Moline able to push it back. His D fired it up the ice. And an icing call here against the Wildcats. Brett Krista was racing down the ice to make sure Verona didn't get there first. 11 exactly left to go on the game clock here in the second. Crowd a little bit quiet right now. Haven't seen the coast-to-coast stuff going on and exciting chances here for the last few minutes. Let's see if we can light it up. Cards get it back. There's a to the point. Brett Krista slides over from right to left, looks for a lane. This one's going to come into the left wing corner in the Verona zone. Tracked down there by the Cards. 10:47 and counting here left in the second. And it's going to squirt across the line. And the Cards defensively get back. Lead pass off to the right for Jack Bobey. Here are the Cards moving. It is Lindstrom. He was up on one leg. Ezra Lindstrom trying to go acrobatic there. Had a good chance on the goaltender who fought him off. Craven. Here's Jack Bobey. Bobey wheels and deals. Now hands off for Gus Thorpe. Thorpe moves in. Backhands a centering pass and it goes in. Yeah! Gus Thorpe to Jack Bobey. And it's 2-1 Chai High. How did he work, thread that needle to work that pass in there off the backhand?
Oof. Gus Thorpe, we'll see you on ESPN tomorrow, buddy.
Sweet play. That was beautiful. Thorpe to Bobey. And the time of that goal was 6:47 of the second period. That was a thing of beauty right there. Gus Thorpe to Jack Bobey. And the senior captain puts it in behind Craven for a 2-1 Chai High lead. Here are the Cards back on the attack. It is Jackson Hoym. Had a shot just tipped off a stick, but the Cards on the forecheck right here. Hoym heading to the hole. His teammates saw him. The pass was picked off, and Chai High still on the forecheck. There's a shot. Craven swallows it up off the stick of Mason Johnson. Cards had a flurry on the junior goaltender right there. And Craven had to fight him off. 2-1 lead. That's just a beautiful goal by the Cards. And here we go, 9:49 left to go. Clean win for Chi High. Sliding over is Brett Carlson, who had a BB that just went wide of the cage. I don't think the goaltender even saw it come in. It was so hard. Here's Chi High. Centering pass by Jackson Hoym. And pounced on by Craven again as it came out in his paint. And boy, I don't know what happened, but something lit the fire right there, huh?
Scoring goals helps.
Yeah, it does.
That'll always help.
Yep. Hard to maintain that kind of energy, isn't it, for 52 minutes of a hockey
game? Just the game of hockey, it's all flow. So it's just ebbs and flows, ups and downs, and trying to find a way to keep it going. And when things get a little bit stale, you need a hit, you need a nice play to kind of jumpstart.
Yeah, so true. Gus Thorpe right now just had the assist along the blue line, took a feed from Brett Krista. Thorpe into the left wing elbow of the Verona zone. 9:18, clock ticking down here in the second. Chi High up 2-1, and this one wrapped around the wall and is going to carry him all the way down into the Chi High zone. Nice move right there by Thorpe as he turned, felt the pressure, turned away from it, and Chi High's got it in the zone. This one banked off the wall. Can the Cards get there in time? No. It came out. Brett Krista was there. They have to get on sides, and they do. Chi High in the forecheck right here. This is Drew Bovey. Bovey centering pass. It came out in front, just tipped aside by Dina of Verona. The defenseman was there. Boy, Cards had a 3-on-1 potential, but Dina redirected that one away and up and out of the zone. 8:39 left to go, and we have an icing call right here against Verona. So you got one of the top programs in the state, and the Cards are hanging right in here in the opening salvo of the 2022-23 season. You got Verona, Madison Edgewood, the state runner-up tomorrow. These teams are deep. They had quite a bench for the JV team that beat ours 4-1. Our team hung right in there, though, in the JV contest. It was close all the way into the third period. Here's Chi High. It is Lindstrom. Had his stick lifted, but Lindy stays with it in the high slot. Lindy's got it right now and can't find the handle. Harassed as he came in by McGinnis of Verona. Lifted his stick, just kind of disrupted the flow, and McGinnis has got it right now. He had it poke checked off his stick. It's on the half wall in the Chi High zone. A scrum right there, and Reed Post has got it in the corner, trying to cycle it around the boards on the backhand. Didn't get a whole lot on it, and Verona in the Chi High zone trying to set something up. Here's the Cards right now. It is Boland who saw a Cards player, but Verona got in the middle of that and tipped it aside, and it floats back in the Wildcat zone. 7:42 left to go in the period. Cards up 2-1. On the goal by Jack Bovey. Loose out of neutral ice. This is Jackson Holm. Turned it back the other direction. And the Cards into the Verona defensive end right now. Here's a pass on the right wing side. That one for Brad Carlson. Turned. Ripped one toward the net. Blocked out in front by Verona with 7:18 left to go. Back to the point. And there is Caden Swoboda with a one-timer. It's in behind the net. Here is Verona trying to relieve the pressure as the Cards are really pouring it on here in the last few minutes. Only up by a goal, though. Something's got to give the way the Cards are attacking the net. Here is Jackson Hoym. Walked to the cage and then had it stripped off his stick. And it's loose in the left wing corner. Shots 12-7 in favor of Chi High with 6:46 left to go. This one is chugged in from the blue line, and Verona just trying to get a whistle of any kind. Their guys were exhausted in the zone. We'll take the icing call right here.
Starting to buzz a little bit here.
Yeah,
it's awesome. Good forecheck, moving the puck pretty well.
And the guys have got their heads up. They're not just tossing it in wherever just to get rid of the puck.
When we don't have the puck, we're doing a good job at trying to find the soft spots too. It's great.
6:37. We're underway here in the second. Chi High. This is Jack Bovey. Jack moves in, dangles, and lets loose with a shot. Came off the shoulder of Craven, and Jack will pick up the loose change. He's got it right now in the corner. Bumped aside. Just dropped it back. right there for Jackson LeMay, who took a whack at the goaltender. Here are the Cards trying to cycle it up to the point. They'll take it themselves into the corner and holding the zone there. Good job by Jackson LeMay to hang right in there. And finally floats across the line and up out of neutral ice. This one is bounced into the chi-high zone. Cards on the breakout right here. Lead pass for Jack Bovey. Jack turns, tries to dangle, and work it through the legs of the Verona defenseman, but his tank was empty. He's got to go to the bench. Cards in the midst of a line change. Here comes Verona as it's dangled into the zone, stripped right there, and the Cards turn it back. Here's Ethan Foyles. Foyles, a drop pass and a shot by Lindy off Craven. Lindy's got it. The rebound's right to his stick. Lindy in the corner will try to keep play alive. And Reed Post has got it right now for Chi High. Reed turned, thought a teammate would be there in front of the net. Didn't happen, and it's cleared by Verona. No icing right here with 5:05 left to go in the second period. Cards up by one. There's an errant breakout pass intercepted for a moment, but Chi High gets back on it. And here comes Lindstrom. Lindstrom turned, fired one that was tipped off the end of the skate by Craven, the goaltender, into the left wing corner with 4:49 left to go. Cards with a relentless forecheck in this second period, really keeping the puck pinned for the most part in the Verona zone. Now the Wildcats move in, and a shot right there by Dina came off Derek Strong's glove and hits the webbing in back of him out of play. 4:33 left to go in this second period. That seems to me like the tryptophan is worn off now. These guys are flying out here. Face off in the Chi High zone. Left wing circle. And this one is brought back along from left to right into the corner in the Chi High defensive end. Now it will float off into the center ice, neutralize here and off the window. And Chi High retreats to their own zone to pick it up. Here's Bolin over for Jackson Hoym. Hoym trying to stretch it ahead, intended for Carlson, but Cards have to reorganize just inside their own zone. Backed ahead here on the near wall with 3:45 left to go and dumped deep into the Verona zone. But we got a penalty right here. Looks as if we're going to get a roughing call. And let's see who's going to get the gate here.
It's going to work.
Okay, we've got the penalty on Victor Mitchell. And the first power play of the game, we had coincidentals. A roughing call on Mitchell for Verona. So this is the first power play of the game so far. And we're almost at the end of the second period.
Yeah, right. Clean, physical, fun.
Tell me about the power play this year.
I think it's going to be good. There's so much skill at the top where I think we're going to be able to move pucks and get really creative with it, try to catch guys out of position.
Jack Bovey's line out there right now. Bovey trying to keep it in the Verona zone off the draw, and that looked like that could have been called a trip as Drew Bovey went down. Looks like to me like he got tripped, but no call here, so it's still 5-on-4 hockey. Chi High's got it. And Bolin over to Jack Bovey. Jack skated past Dina and works it in the end wall here. And helping in on the forecheck is Drew Bovey. And the puck still pinned up against the dasher in behind the goaltender. Here is Verona. They'll peel it off the wall, try to clear the puck out, but Chi High hanging in there. And it comes loose, and Verona's got it right here. This is Cordray, their senior. And Cordray tried a clearing pass. It ricocheted off a player right back at the goaltender. Boy, Craven had to be ready for that one.
That would have been something.
I'll say. Craven, as a goaltender, you got to be ready at all times. You never know when the puck is in your neighborhood. 1:04 left to go in the power play. 2:57 on the game clock here in the second. Cards would love to make it a two-goal lead here with the man advantage. This is Mason Johnson. Johnson down there in the forecheck. along with Jackson Hoym. Johnson's got it right now. Back to the point. Here is Gus Thorpe, the big freshman defenseman. Thorpe has got it. Over for Mason. Mason shot drifted wide and hard off the inboards, up and out. And Thorpe has to race back to get it. Here's Reed Post. Reed walks it across the blue stripe. Now goes rink wide for Mason Johnson. Johnson trying to set up the power play, lost the puck, and it's going to come out. And here comes Verona into the zone. It was Jack Marski. Marski got in, but then bodied enough to disrupt the flow. And here's Chai High again with 16 seconds to go on the power play. Ezra Lindstrom has got it. Lindstrom goes from left to right. Now works it off the wall to Thorpe. Back to Lindy. Down low for Mason Johnson. Over to Jackson Hoym. Hoym got his body in front of the puck, and that'll do it for the power play. One last shot before the Verona player gets out. It went wide, and it's going to come all the way back in the Chi-Hi zone. Here is Thorpe, harassed by the Winona player. That's Brotsman. And Thorpe able to get out of trouble there and spins the puck ahead. With a minute and a half, 90 seconds to go here in the second period. Cards up 2-1. 0-for-1 in the power play, the lone power play so far. This one is worked into the Chi-Hi zone. Strong stops it for the Cards for his D, and Chi-Hi up the ice again. Here is Ethan Foyles, races across the blue stripe. Foyles at the top of the wheel on the near side. 1:04 left to go, and picked up by Jackson LeMay. Turned, fired a wrist shot, blocked down in front, and ricochets into the left wing corner. It is Drew Bobey down there in the left side. Cards trying to pin it, keep it pinned in deep. And here is David Dina for Verona. It squirts loose, and Dina's got it right now. Breakaway chance. Oh, he hit it off strong. Off his pads by Derek. The Cards broke down defensively, and Dina had a chance. Here is Dina again at a one-timer. That one steered into the corner, and the Cards giving Verona a chance to tie it up here at the end of the period, and it's thumped all the way down by the Cards with 17.5 seconds left to go in the second period. To kind of broke down their hoop for a few seconds there.
Wasn't great. Wasn't great at all.
Strong just barely got some pad on that shot by Dina, or we would have been tied up 2-apiece going into the locker room here. Face off in the Chi-Hi zone. It's going to be Jack Bobey with the assignment to win it for the Cards against Moline, and they drew it back. Verona did. They got a shot on net. This one on the half wall. Now there's another shot. Traffic out in front. Strong made the save, and we're down to 4 seconds to go as the Cards pump it into the zone. And we got an icing call right here with 2.1 seconds left to go in the second period. Now the Cards looking to get to the locker room with a one-goal lead here. Scott Parker saying that a Verona player touched it, shouldn't be icing, but I don't think he's going to win that argument here.
Verona's going to go puck drop, fire on net.
Yep.
Four-guy rush here.
They pull their goaltender with only 2.1 with the offensive zone face-off, and that'll do it. Verona got it back to the half wall, but couldn't do anything with it here as the goaltender was in the bench. So Chi-Hi with a very beautiful goal. Nice looking goal there by Jack Bobey. The assist going to Gus Thorpe at 6:47 of the second. Leads it 2-1. And we'll take it. Going into the locker room. Had a little rough patch there at the end of the period. But Chi-Hi with a nice goal. And I think we saw some better flow in that second period.
Yeah, just a lot more aggressive habits and tendencies that were built there in the second period. And, you know, there was a couple of lapses where bouncing pucks and just not playing on the D side of the puck there. But other than that, I thought it was a really good period. And it's one of those where they probably could have scored one, but I think we probably could have scored three or four.
I think so, too. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, if you had it was a boxing match and you had to rate it by who got the points, I think we really outplayed them for most of that second period.
Absolutely.
Sure. Yeah. All right. So 2-1 Chi High lead after two here on WOGO. Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls. You can read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. We have reached the second intermission here on WOGO Radio, the season opener for Chi High Boys Hockey. It is 2-1, Cards over Verona. After two, here on WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. We'll be back.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Kansas Smith for the three and the lead at 24-23.
Mistral Euro step between three defenders and scores.
Deep three, Emily Cooper.
There you go.
For Emily. Here's Ben. Oh, Ben Carlson.
Yes.
Relentless number 19.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com. At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
The food court at Hy-Vee will put a smile on your face no matter what you're hungry for. Made-to-order breakfasts with omelets, apple pie pancakes, stuffed French toast, and so much more. All made with only the freshest high-quality ingredients. Hy-Vee's High Chai department has Chinese, sushi, and hibachi. And don't forget the family-inspired chef-approved entrees from Wahlburgers. It's all at your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Nice hockey game so far here tonight. Chi High and Verona in the 22-23 season opener. It was 1-1 after one. The Cards with a goal from Jack Bovey to make it 2-1. here in the second as we go to the third period. And as we wait for that third period to begin, we're talking hockey with Hy-Vee, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue in Eau Claire. You can find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page. Hy-Vee, there's a helpful smile in every aisle at Hy-Vee. All right, Hoop, your impressions of that second period where Chai-I was able to get the lead here.
Yeah, I thought it was a really good period, some really nice plays. You could tell the mindset was a little bit different. It was a lot less timid, a lot less second-guessing. It was just a lot more attack and being aggressive and trying to, if you're going to make a mistake, make it an aggressive one and just go. If you sit back on your heels, bad things always happen. At least if you get in the play and you're aggressive, you can maybe make them fumble a puck. Maybe you're just going to make them ice the puck. Worst case scenario, you got to make them make the play and not allow them to come to you. But I thought it was a really good period overall. There were some really, really nice plays to get pucks to the middle of the ice for some good scoring opportunities. And other than a couple just pucks bouncing or just not being on the defensive side of the puck, it was a really good period, and I really think we all played them.
And it's been kind of a quiet night for Derek Strong. He made a couple of good saves.
Very nice
here.
Breakaway save.
Yeah, nice breakaway save. But I think his defense has kind of kept the noise down back there for him.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the one thing is we have a relatively young defensive core, but the thing I'm really liking is, you know, they're being adaptable to kind of the modern style of defensive hockey, is getting into the play on the offensive ends and trying to make things happen. And they're starting to gain sense of, you know, when you're jumping into the play, when you're trying to make something happen offensively, and when you got to get back too. But they're hinging really well. They're trying to be an open, trying to be an option on our breakouts too, which is great to see. It's fun to see a Chai-Hi defenseman transition into a more newer area, offensive era, offensive defenseman.
Right, right. They're not kind of sitting back and letting things happen. They're kind of making things
exactly.
happen.
Exactly. Yep. So it's really fun to see. And, you know, the physicality tonight too, we're definitely out hitting them. We're finishing our checks, which is huge. So it's just fun to watch a team that's aggressive, a lot of speed, a lot of finesse on this team, but also good physicality.
Yeah. All right, and a freshman shall lead that defensive core. I mean, Gus Thorpe has really played well here tonight as a freshman.
Yeah, and I mean, Gus is probably one of the best high school hockey players I've ever seen. He reminds me a lot of a little bit of a different style, but Chase Blackman, who was playing when I was playing. Chase was really offensive, defensive. He would jump into the play. He knew when to get back, but he always made stuff happen. And defensively, he was really hard to play against. So really reminds me a lot of Gus, and I think Gus has a very bright future in hockey.
Yeah, I agree. All right, our thoughts here between periods, brought to you by Hy-Vee in Eau Claire on Claremont Avenue. Thanks to all our sponsors. As you hear their ads, let them know you appreciate them keeping hockey here on WOGO throughout the season. All right, 2-1 score here. Chai-Hi up over Verona as we head to the third, and we'll do that in just a few moments on WOGO AM 680, 103.1 FM, logo.com, and you can watch our coverage and watch the game, hear the coverage and watch the game on Cards TV. Just go over to WOGO.com. At the bottom of the sports schedule page, you'll see a link to Cards TV, and we'll be with them all season long. All right, 2-1, the score after two. Here on WOGO Radio, we will be back.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Kansas Smith for the three and the lead at 24-23.
Missed on Euro step between three defenders and scores.
Deep three, Emily Cooper.
There you go.
Emily. Here is Ben.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
The food court at Hy-Vee will put a smile on your face no matter what you're hungry for. Made-to-order breakfasts with omelets, apple pie pancakes, stuffed French toast, and so much more.
all made with only the freshest high-quality ingredients. Hy-Vee's High Chai Department has Chinese, sushi, and hibachi. And don't forget the family-inspired chef-approved entrees from Wahlburgers. It's all at your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chai High and McDonald Athletics.
Does it seem like some teams are at stake every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Ice now, getting ready for the third period. They trail by one. The Cards getting a Jack Bobby goal here in the second to take a 2-1 lead. We have Madison Edgewood tomorrow. They're playing Hudson tonight. Don't have a score on that. If we get something, I'll let you know. But Madison Edgewood comes in here, the state runner-up tomorrow. Airtime for Cardinal Countdown, 12:40. And then drop of the puck at 1. Tomorrow afternoon, fun holiday weekend of high school hockey to kick off the season for the Cards, playing an incredibly tough schedule. As we've talked about, all four teams from the state finals last year, you got Rice Lake, D2 champion twice, Hudson, the state champion twice, and here Verona, Fond du Lac, Notre Dame, Murderer's Row in a sense, but Chi High is going to make some noise the way they're playing here tonight. Cards and Verona ready to go to start what we expect to be a very exciting third period. Jack Bobby, who scored the second period goal out there to take the draw against Moline for Verona, and a clean win for Jack. Cards work it to the line and up and in into the corner. It is Drew Bobby trying to wing his way into the corner to chase it down, but it's going to pop out. And here's Chi High. Brett Christen's got it. Banks it off the wall, out to neutral, but thrown right back in by Verona. Cards regather. Now they cough it up. And here is Conrad Moline with a one-timer. And the save made right there by Derek Strong. Sophomore goaltender getting his first start, and he looks very calm, cool, and collected here tonight. Made a couple of saves. Knocked down a breakaway chance for Verona. And the soft is looking pretty good here. Shots 14 to 11 in favor of the Cards. They lead it on the scoreboard 2-1. Still, the margin of error is pretty small here. Jammed off the wall by Verona. Cards work it up, and this is going to be Mason Johnson. Johnson races into the zone. Bodied as he came in, and the puck floats in on Craven, the goaltender. And he'll stop that one and hang on. Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete. Three generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterInc.com. Face off in the Verona zone. Carried deep in the their end of the ice by their D. And this is Verona on the breakout. And a one-timer right there. Hard shot by Greeno. Bounced off the chest of Strong and swept up there by the D. Cards D brings it up to the forward. And a nice job right there by Jackson Hoym, who dangled right in front of the goaltender and nearly put it through his five hole. Shut down just at the last second by Craven to keep it a one-goal deficit for Verona. 15:51 left to go, third period. Glove side of Craven for the drop here on the dot and pushed ahead by Jack, and on the forecheck head to the hole was Drew Bobey. And the net dislodged there as Drew went to the cage. You're going to square that up, and now we got a little discussion with the referee.
Oh, we're getting a power play here.
Well, not quite sure what happened there, but you can see the discussion with the Stripes and Joe Marshall, the head coach at Verona. What do you think went on? It
goaltender interference.
Ah. Or... because Drew Bobey was down low, and he was trying to push it in, and we've got a call right here. A holding penalty on the goalie here.
There we go, holding penalty.
Have you ever seen that before? A holding penalty on a goaltender in a game?
No. I can't say I have. I've seen trips, yep. Interference.
Right.
But which I think you could call it what happened down there anything.
Yeah.
Puck, hold.
Wow. So the Cards will get their second power play of the night. Only two in this game. Chi-High's had the only power play of the evening, and they're going to get a power play, and somebody's going to serve it for the goaltender. And it looks as if it's going to be Wetterspoon for Verona, sitting for his goaltender right here. So the Cards have a chance to open up a two-goal lead here on the power play. This is Jackson Bolin. Bolin drifts this one off into the right wing corner in the zone. Cards get on it. Bolin's got it. Goes to his defensive partner right there. And that is Caden Swoboda. Back to Bolin on the half wall. Cards trying to work the umbrella up on top. And here comes Drew Bobey. Bobey moves in, fires a shot, lets loose. And that one just went wide. Ricocheted hard off the inboards. Cards gathered in. And they've got it right now. In behind the goaltender is Bobey. Drew with some open space works it back for the point. Here is Bolin from Swoboda. Down low on the right side for Jack Bobey. And scooting over to hold the zone there for a moment was Bolin. And now here comes Verona as they come out of their own end of the ice with 1:03 left to go in the Cards power play. Chi-High comes right back with it. Into the zone, Jack Bobey tracks it down in the corner, right wing side, and then he was tripped up, but no call. On the forecheck down there is Jackson LeMay, and it comes back to the point. Nice hold right there by Caden Swoboda, then he lost it, and here comes Verona up the ice. It is Conrad Moline, squeezed between a couple of Cardinal players, and that bumped him off the puck. We're down to half a minute left to go on the power play. Cards with a new set of forwards out there, including Mason Johnson. He's got it right now. Races in over the blue line, stops. And Johnson looks it over into the right wing corner. Jackson Hoym down there as well. And we're down to 12 seconds to go on the power play. The puck caught in deep. There's a scrum in the corner. No elbow room down there. And this one bounces off the netting behind the goaltender and up and out of play with only 5 seconds left to go. Power play's got to be a tough thing to open up a season when guys have not been up against another team with that man advantage.
Yeah, it's all about repetition and, just kind of understanding what your linemates' tendencies are and you just got to keep trial and error. That's all it is.
Cards third line out there right now for the final ticks of the clock on the man advantage. Down to, there's a shot on net. Nice shot from the corner. Came right in on Craven, and that'll do it for the power play. Cards got one last lick on the junior goaltender there at the end of the man advantage. Back to the point. A shot that was blocked out in front by the Cards. It's in the Chi-High zone. All Verona needs is one past Derek Strong to tie this baby up. Cards angled it off the wall and up and out to the Verona end of the ice. 13:15 left to go. It'd be great to get some insurance right here in the Verona zone. Chi-High trying to pin it in deep. Verona on the breakout. Got it to the wing. And now they get it up. The F1 is Victor Mitchell. He's in first. Mitchell wraps it around the wall into the left wing corner. Shots 18-13 in favor of the Cards. 12:54 remaining here in the third period. Chi-High up by one. This one is pushed off the stick of McGinnis and up and out of play and into the neutral ice, and that gives Chi-High a chance to put some fresh bodies on the ice here. Knocked down in front of the net by Brett Kristen. He'll come off on the defensive change. Here's Chi-High down the slot. Pass intended for Jackson LeMay. Verona player in between the passer and the passee. And here comes Verona into the zone. Push to the wall. The Verona player and a centering pass knocked down by the Cards. And on the forecheck, Jackson LeMay. LeMay with a chance. He had Drew Bowman on the off wing, and LeMay nearly got it to him. This one into the corner. Boy, Jackson LeMay's got a set of wheels on him. And this one comes back out to neutral ice into the center circle and picked up there by Marski. Marski tried the toe drag. That didn't work. It's in the high slot. Disrupted on the back check by Chi-High. And 11:44 left to go. Here comes Mason Johnson. Johnson down the alley into the right wing elbow. And this one's on the half wall in the Verona zone. Cards putting out a pretty good forecheck right here. Jackson Hoym has got it. Looks up the ice, trying to find somebody out in front of Craven. And the puck is going to drift off in behind the goaltender. There's a wraparound try by Mason Johnson on the near post and nearly beat Craven, the goaltender. Back to the point. Cards really putting the heat on right here. In the corner is Mason Johnson. Johnson handed off and then went to the hole. Johnson's got it right here. Centering pass. Hoym has got it. Hoym loads one up. A shot knocked into the corner by Craven. Oh, the Cards really putting some shots on their goaltender. And it's going to be wired out of the zone by Verona. They'll take the whistle for icing right there. Cards had minute or two in the zone coming off that power play. They still put the heat on the goaltender there.
A lot of good opportunities there, and that's what happens when you have an aggressive forecheck. Really, really well done.
Yeah, and sooner or later it's going to pay off, even though it's only 2-1. Here's the draw inside the zone. One by Verona. They'll work it from left to right. Trying to play it out of there into the ice. 10:40 left to go. Shots 19-14. In favor of the Cards here tonight. Not a huge shot total, but Cards have had some really quality shots. Knocked down inside the Chi-High defensive end by Verona. And the Cards has Ezra Lindstrom getting back there. Lindy tipped the puck away, but not up and out. Flagged down by the defenseman. Nice block out in front by Jackson Boland. But Verona dumps it in. Right back in the zone. Chi-High works the D to D, tapped out. And Verona will have to backpedal to get it. Here is Pertzborn, the defenseman. And he'll hand off to his teammate Weatherspoon. He'll turn, rip it off the dasher on the far side. Cards get over there. Weatherspoon retreats, picks it up at his own blue line, launches one ahead on the far wall, and Verona brings it in. Tried a backhand shot, was knocked down in front. Back to the point. Cards need a clear here, and they'll get it off the helmet of Drew Bovey. Bovey got hit by his own defenseman trying to clear the puck. This one ricochets up and out of play, and Drew has got his bell rung a little bit there by the rubber. 9:20 left to go, third period. Stoppage of play, with the puck going out of the rink here. Faceoff is going to be in the Chi High zone. Things kind of broke down there for a minute or so. And Verona on the attack, only trailing by one. Here's Chi High, going to carry it out. It's going to be Mason Johnson across the blue line. Johnson was bodied up a little bit as he came in and knocked down in the high slot by the Cards' Brett Carlson. Here's a centering pass. Backhand try right there by Jackson Hoym. One bumped a little bit himself. This is going to come back to the point, and almost a redirect there by Mason Johnson, who is on the wide side off the shot by Gus Thorpe. Back to the point. Cards hold the zone. That's Brett Krista into the mitt of Craven, and he'll hang on to that between the pipes in the Verona end of the ice here. Boy, the Cards have almost hit pay dirt a few times.
Oh, yeah.
Still only a one-goal lead, though, with 8:42 left to go, third period. And the drop is going to be to the stick side of Craven. Nice win for Chi High. Get it right back to Jackson Bolin. He'll feather that one off the wall. Down into the left wing corner, and it's going to squirt back out. Cards retreat. Working up the ice on the forecheck is Carter Bovey. And Verona's got it in behind their goaltender. Cards push the defenseman into the wall. But it comes right back to Jackson Marski. Marski for Verona. Into the zone and into the left wing side. With 8:05 left to go here in this third period. Cards up by one. Puck still caught up, and they're into the ice. Shots are 20-14 in favor of Chi High. On the half wall. Good push right there by Marski to keep it pinned in deep. But here's Chi High. And they march up the ice here. It's to Jackson Hoym. He's going to come off on the line change here. Hoym dropped it in deep. Cards get some fresh legs on the ice here, and it's going to come all the way back to the Chi High defensive zone. 7.5 left to go here as the puck is going to be called for icing here. Bounced around, but no Chi High player touched it on this side of the red line. 7:26 to go here tonight. Cards trying to open up with a victory at home to start out the season. Got Madison Edgewood tomorrow afternoon, 12:40 pregame show. 1 o'clock puck drop here on WOGO Radio and Cards TV. Chi High swept from D to D here in their own zone behind goaltender Derek Strong. This one in the right wing corner. Thorpe is there. Thorpe one-on-one matchup body-wise. He got some help from his teammates, and this is going to go over to Ethan Foyles. Foyles danced ahead, dropped one deep in the zone. Gets on his horse to get there first. Foyles has got it right now. Pressured, but got the puck to the side of the cage. 6:54 left to go, third period. And Verona stretches it down the ice here to the Chi High defensive zone. Here's a shot. Oh, loaded up by Reese Cordray. The outstanding senior led this team all Big 8 conference last year. And boy, he put a bullet on Derek Strong. Here's Chi High able to work it back out to neutral here. Some hard hitting going on. On the forecheck, this is Mason Johnson. Johnson stole the puck away. And it's loose right on the side of the cage. Now it pops out. Who's going to get there first? Chi High's got there. This is Brett Carlson. Roared back and pulled the trigger on a shot. Cards have it in the low slot. Carlson tried to get there and racing to get to the puck. Still inside the zone and finally kicked out by Cordray as he lost his lumber. And I think Cordray is calling for a TO here if he can get it from his coach. We got a stoppage of play, though. We got a holding call on Mason Johnson, so we're going to give Verona. A power play here near the end of the third period. Mason Johnson will sit for holding for 2 minutes, and Verona, only trailing by one, will have their power play unit. That's what Cordray was saying. Call the TO so he can get out there. He's their top player. But he's not on the ice right now. Here's a shot on net, and Strong was caught a little bit out, but got some help from his D there, and it's pushed into the corner. Cards on the kill here. The kill unit includes Drew Bobey. Here is a shot. Oh, the net was wide open that time for Charlie Skatton, and he missed the hole. Back to the point. A one-timer. Hit hard off the boards. He's going to go all the way down. And Drew Bobey is there to get to the puck first. Takes a shot on Craven, the goaltender. Hard shot off his shoulder. With 1:21 left to go, and Verona comes into the zone. Good back check that time by the Cards in the clear right there. We have 1:09 left to go in the power play here for Verona. They trail it by one with 5 minutes exactly left to go in the old ball game. Cordray is finally out there after a long shift. He had to take a little bit of a rest, and boy, he can work it up the ice. Dangles ahead, leaves it for his line mate, and a shot right there by Mitchell. Whistle wide of the cage. This one comes back to the point. Dancing along the blue line is Fay. Levi Fay pulled the trigger on a shot, and that one's cleared by Chai High. We're down to 36 seconds to go on the power play. They've got a pretty good power play unit coming in here. And this one works into the right wing corner in the Chai High zone. Down to 25 seconds to go on the power play. Centering pass off the half wall. Big wide and shooting right there by Cordray as he teed it up. It went wide with 13 seconds left to go on the power play. 4:05 on the game clock. Cards try to kill off the only Verona power play so far here tonight. Centering pass, and that one tipped into the corner, and that will do it for the power play. And the Cardinals get Ethan Foyles out there right now. Foyles hands off for Drew Bobey, and a shot taken, flagged down there by Craven, the goaltender, and he'll hang on the far post.
Well, very scrappy kill there.
Yeah.
We let a lot of backdoor opportunities present itself.
Yeah, the net was wide open. We got lucky there a little bit, too.
Strong made a couple nice saves there.
Yep.
But you killed it, so it matters. 100%.
Hey, their goaltender's been fortunate, too, a few times here. So face-off in the Verona zone. Clean win for Chai High. They get it back for the D. One-timer. Drifts wide from Caden Swoboda. And here we go. The puck in the right wing corner. And it's on the half wall in the Verona zone. Shot knocked down by the big defenseman. That is Brotzman as he came into the Chai High zone. 3:17 left to go here in the third period. And the Cards up by one. And here is Carter Bobey. Bobey moves in, tried to use the D as a screen, got it through his legs. In on the goaltender, save made by Craven. And he'll come off, and Brett Carlson is on the ice, pardon me, for Chai High. This puck still caught up in the zone, pardon me. And this one on the half wall in the Verona zone. It's going to go off into the right wing corner. And it's in behind the goaltender, Craven, and wrapped around the boards. Chai High holds it at the point. And Thorpe right there to throw it in on the goaltender. All right, 2-1 the score. Chai High is up on Verona right here. With 2:32 left to go. Partner, you got to help me out here a little bit.
Battling. Just battling in the booth tonight.
You bet. All right, here we go. The drop inside the zone. And Verona comes up with it. 2.5 left to go here in the hockey game. Chai High up 2-1. As the puck drifts in behind Derek Strong. It's in the corner on the near wing side. Cards able to punch it out. Get it up into the center circle. Brett Carlson got a glove on it, knocks it down, and it's loose just inside the Verona zone. Verona backs up, works it out. See if their goaltender stays in much longer. We're down under 2 minutes to go here. And a 2-1 Chi-Hi lead. Tossed into the right wing corner. Thorpe has got it. Cycles it back from right to left. Chi-Hi with some open property here. Works it up to the blue line. And on the back check, it is Mason Johnson trying to help out his D here. With a minute 38 left to go. Goaltender looking over to the bench. And knocked out and neutralized by Verona. Big hit right there. Verona with a shot. And it might have gotten a piece of Strong's glove. And cleared by the Cards with a minute 23 left to go here in the third period. And Craven now with the stoppage of play. It looks as if he's going to go to the bench. And they'll pull their goaltender right here. Well, it's been... Lots of opportunities here tonight. Cards have had many, many chances. Would love to put this one away at 2-1 or even get an empty netter here.
Absolutely.
Minute 23 left to go. And Chi-Hi down 6-5 as players with the empty net here. Works it out to neutral ice. 1:14 left to go. Here are the Cards. Work rink wide over for Bobby. Tried to turn and muscle a shot toward the net. It went wide and picked up now by Cordray. The senior comes in, races into the left wing corner. Centering pass right there. And Strong put the wall up. Derek has got it. And the whistle stops play with a scrum of players getting together. Cards trying to protect their goaltender. And 55.7 seconds left to go in the game clock here. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Shots 24-16 in favor of the Cards. They lead it by one, and they peel the players off each other here. Cardinal players trying to protect the goaltender as Verona just was crashing in on the Cards net. And... looks as if Jack is going to come off. Maybe a little helmet issue here himself. Helmet repair issue. So a timeout called right here. They can get Jack's hat back on here with 55.7 seconds left to go in this exciting hockey game. We'll take it with him back in a minute on WOGO.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Kansas Smith for the three and the lead at 24-23.
Miss Rowland, Euro step between three defenders and scores.
Deep three, Emily Cooper.
There you go.
For Emily. Here is Ben. Oh, Ben Carlson. Yes. Relentless number 19.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Under a minute to play now. Chi-Hi and Verona. A 2-1 Cards lead after the timeout by Scott Parker is going to send Mason Johnson to the honors for the draw here. Jackson Hoym out there as well. Jackson Boland, empty net for Verona. Face off to the glove side of Derek Strong. Cards got on it but couldn't clear. And the puck is still caught up in the Chi-Hi zone. Verona walking to the cage. Derek Strong is back, covered by players. And a whistle stops play right there as Cordray is the attacker on this Verona team, and the senior walked it right to the hole. And Derek Strong, boy, I tell you, his name fits how good he's been in net this past couple of minutes. Derek Strong has been strong between the pipes here. And I think the faceoff might even come outside the zone here, Hoop.
I don't know.
A little discussion. At least one of the officials came outside the zone. Looked like he was going to.
All right. Looks like it's going outside.
Yeah. A discussion with the officials here. Albright, Otten, and Bowman. And they are going to bring it outside the Chi-High zone at the dot, just outside the zone here. And empty net seats, it's pretty big down there. If we can get something on the tape, maybe we can make it a 3-1 score here. WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls High School Hockey here tonight's season opener. Chi-High and Verona face off on this side of the Cards' defensive zone. Johnson and Hoym out there with a little discussion. Mason Johnson right now, and it's back to the D. Cards go D to D, trying to brush it out. Can they get it out to neutralize? And it looks as if it got up into the Chi-High bench and out of play here. Well, they had it going tape to tape on their D. Just needed one clean pass there, angled off the boards, but didn't happen. 36.7 seconds left to go in the hockey game. 6-on-5 here with the empty net at the Verona end. And the faceoff in the left wheel here in the Chi-High end of the ice. It's Conrad Moline down there for Verona against Mason Johnson, and the Cards clear it out to neutral ice. Can't chase it down, but Cards did get it out to neutral. Here is Verona, tape to tape. They work the play ahead here, and a shot taken there by Moline just went wide as it's in the Chi-High zone. Cards got it high there, and Chi-High right along the wall, can't clear, and a pass right here from the far boards in front of the net, down to 5 seconds left to go. Here's a shot, twisting and turning is Pittsbaum, and that one went wide, and it is Chi-High beating Verona here tonight, 2-1, as the guys getting into it in the Chi-High zone, some pushing and shoving, maybe some fists flying a little bit down there as well. Moline is down there for Verona. And boy, I tell you what, it was starting to heat up on the ice. And Chi-High gets a win for Derek Strong in his first start for the Cards in goal. And Chi-High wins this one 2-1. Shots 24-17 in favor of the Cards. And we'll come back and talk about it on our post-game show, post-glass mirror post-game show. We'll have Holly Bobie's Names You Know stats recap as well on the post-game. And I think, Hoop, we're going to catch up with Scott Parker, don't you think?
I mean, hopefully, unless he calls our date off again. Yeah, might have to.
We'll do that on the post-game show. Stay with us here on WOGO Radio. Chi-High winning tonight 2-1 over Verona in this varsity contest.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Kansas Smith for the three and the lead at 24-23.
Miss Valley, Euro step between three defenders and scores.
Deep three, Emily Cooper.
There you go.
For Emily. Here is Ben.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
The food court at Hy-Vee will put a smile on your face no matter what you're hungry for. Made-to-order breakfasts with omelets, apple pie pancakes, stuffed French toast, and so much more. All made with only the freshest high-quality ingredients. Hy-Vee's High Chai Department has Chinese, sushi, and hibachi. And don't forget the family-inspired chef-approved entrees from Wahlburgers. It's all at your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chai High and McDonald Athletics.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP, online at ghr-ec.com.
Well, a successful kickoff to the season here for Chi High. The Cards beating Verona 2-1 tonight on their home ice. We'll have our postgame show in just a moment. Fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach. And in the courtroom, Dave Check and Check Law Office making you part of the team. On the team putting the high fives to the fans here down as they walk out of the rink and do the high five thing off with the Chi High faithful and head into the locker room with a nice victory here tonight over Verona. So this is our post-class post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Hoop, your thoughts, your impressions of this opening salvo of the 22-23 season?
I thought it was really good. You know, that the second period was by far our best period. I think the third we had some really good moments, but we also had some points where we kind of lost the momentum we had, where we're being aggressive and all of a sudden we started throwing pucks around and started running around a little bit. So there's definitely some things that we can work on, but overall I thought it was a really good overall game, and we came out victorious.
Yeah, we had a really strong opponent, Verona. No cupcake on the schedule for sure. They are a perennial team that challenges for state. They were at state a couple of years back. We played them in 2020. They beat us in double overtime down there. So it's a good test to begin the season here.
Absolutely, and I think our boys played great. I think that Verona team was definitely a very good team, and it's a very good win overall, and hopefully tomorrow we can, you know, work on those things that kind of fell apart there in the end of the third period, which caused some moments of potential heart attack up in the booth. But if we can bring the same intensity tomorrow, I think tomorrow's game is going to be just as good as well.
Madison Edgewood back here at 1 o'clock, puck drop, 12:40 Cardinal Countdown pregame show. tomorrow. All right, so a 2-1 count. Chi-Hi out shooting Verona 24-17 here this evening to win their season opener at home against the Verona Wildcats. We'll send you down to talk to Parks here on the postgame show, and we'll have Holly Bovey's Names You Know stats recap just ahead. So stay with us here on WOGO Radio.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Kansas Smith for the three and the lead at 24-23.
Miss Rowe, Euro step between three defenders and scores.
Deep three, Emily Cooper.
There you go.
For Emily. Here is Ben.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
The Food Court at Hy-Vee will put a smile on your face no matter what you're hungry for. Made-to-order breakfasts with omelets, apple pie pancakes, stuffed French toast, and so much more. All made with only the freshest high-quality ingredients. Hy-Vee's Hai Chai Department has Chinese, sushi, and hibachi. And don't forget the family-inspired chef-approved entrees from Wahlburgers. It's all at your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi Hai and McDonald Athletics.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Chi-Hi victorious tonight at home against Verona, the Wildcats. This is our post-glass post-game show brought to you by Post Glass Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Well, Scott Parker, beginning his 36th season as head coach of the Chi-Hi Cardinals, is downstairs with our Chase Hoople. Guys, take it away.
All right, here I am with Coach Parker. Coach Parker, you stood me up before the game, but it's all okay because you came out victorious tonight, so I'm going to let that one slide. First game of the year, and overall, I think it was pretty solid. Just kind of what are your thoughts from start to finish?
Yeah, I thought at times we outplayed them, especially in the second period. Again, I'm not sure if the shots were correct, but we'll have to go with that, I guess. And I thought we dominated the game in the second, and then we just could not find the back of the net. We had opportunities to find the back of the net, and we could not get it in, give their goalie credit. Hockey's a game of bounces, and tonight we just weren't getting some bounces. I kind of thought that we could have put this game away when we let them hang around, and obviously nail-biter at the end. We got to put away our opportunities. I thought defensively we played well enough to win. Strong's first win of his career, so that's always big for a young man, and I thought he played pretty well.
Yeah, absolutely. Big first game for Strong for his first varsity start. So it's a little bit different year, where last year we had 13 seniors, this year we have three, but there's so much new, young, fresh legs that can really play the game of hockey. You can see they have a good hockey IQ. So what's the difference between this team and last year's, and what are you excited about out of this group?
Well, I think the big difference is this year's team speed is overall much faster. And along with the forecheck that Coach Thorpe has designed, it's pretty killer. We had some mistakes tonight, but that's the first game of the year mistakes. We will get better, and it's going to be a tough forecheck to break because they were struggling, and their coach admitted we were not ready for this kind of speed.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of speed on this end. And, you know, just like I mentioned with some new additions to the team this year, we have some new faces on the coaching staff, which I think has helped bringing some new ideas to the table and kind of challenging everyone a little bit. What are some things you want to point to with Coach Thorpe and Coach Redders?
Well, I just think overall they have they're using college terminology with the kids. They're, you know, it's kind of nice for me to step back a little bit and let them kind of influence the kids. I mean, you know, Coach Redders has just got done playing 4 years of college hockey, 3 years of juniors, and he knows the path a little better than I did. My path was in the 80s. So that's given these kids, you know, like they're telling them, like, this is what you have to do, not what you kind of need to do, what you have to do. So I give them a lot of credit, and I think that overall, it's been a good working atmosphere. Obviously, I miss my old coach and Coach Sikic, and I wanted to talk about him before the game, but I lost my mind. And, you know, having Coach Sikic around, he was the guy that brought in a new attitude, new flavor, new terminology also. So it's kind of like I you know, feel very fortunate to have great coaches. And we certainly miss Coach Sikic, and he is a character guy. And you know that nobody, you know, people lose their, you lose, you know, life goes on, and he has two kids, and you got to make tough decisions. But nobody's going to forget anybody. And Coach Savers is back there, and he was a great influence of young men. And so it's all like kind of working puzzle piece that you got to kind of put together.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, from one Madison team to the next tomorrow, what are you going to expect to see out of Madison Edgewood tomorrow?
Probably a lot of the same, a lot of finesse. Maybe, you know, I think that number 14 is probably going to be a first-team All-State on Verona. And I don't know, their first line last year did all of their scoring. Their first line is gone. So I don't know if we'll see something like that. Obviously, they're on the road. It's a little bit of a haul to go play hockey. So, you know, playing Hudson is no fun anyway. So they might, you know, it might be a tough turnaround for them. For us, we're at home. It's a nice turnaround to go out tomorrow afternoon and play hockey.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Coach, thank you for your time. Congrats on a great win, and let's get after it tomorrow, right?
Well, I'm sorry for standing you up, but, you know, it's just like my wife. You have to remind me of stuff because I lose my mind. So I was excited about the game, and I'm excited about this team. I think there's it's a new flavor, and they're all kind of full of themselves, and they want to play hockey, and they're excited about playing hockey.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Coach.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. All good. We'll catch Scott tomorrow, and Austin Taylor's going to join us on the pregame show as well. Tomorrow, that's the plan, tomorrow afternoon. So we'll be on the air at 12:40 pregame show and 1 o'clock puck drop with the Madison Edgewood team. So it's time now for the Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovee and Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovee.com or find Holly on Facebook. Verona got things going in the scoring department first at 10:48 of the first period. It was a goal by Victor Mitchell, kind of a breakdown for Chi-High defensively. And it was Caden Wetherspoon got the goal from that Reese Cordray that Scott just mentioned a moment ago, this kid that's probably going to be a first-team All-State, the senior. Cordray with the helper to Wetherspoon, and it was 1-0 Verona. Then the Cards came back. They had Jackson Hoym stationed down low. Kind of surprised their goaltender, an unassisted goal for Jackson, 16:08 of the first. and we stood 1-1 after one. Then a second period that kind of wound its way down, and finally at 6:47, the game winner. It was a beautiful goal from Jack Bovey, the senior captain of this team, 6:47 of the second period, and this is how it sounded. Here is Jack Bovey. Bovey wheels and deals. Now hands off for Gus Thorpe. Thorpe moves in. Backhands a centering pass, and it goes in! Yeah! Gus Thorpe to Jack Bovey, and it's 2-1 Chi High. How did he work, thread that needle to work that pass in there off the backhand?
Woof. Gus Thorpe, we'll see you on ESPN tomorrow, buddy.
Sweet that was
play.
Beautiful. Yeah, it sure was beautiful. Chi High with the game winner. It was at 6:47 of the second period, and it stood up, even though Verona pulled their goaltender at the end of the game. They had a power play. They pulled the goalie, and they just put a ton of pressure on Derek Strong, the sophomore in his first start for Chi High, and the 5'10", 240 pound sophomore just was a wall. He built a wall right in front of the net, and it was just a great night for him. Chi High held him off and got the win here over Verona 2-1. So the Cards, unlike last year where they lost to Verona down on the road in the Madison area, come up with a victory here tonight, and a good way to start the season. So there you go, our Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap, as Jackson Hoym, Jack Bovey, and Gus Thorpe get into the scoring department here tonight. So a nice way to kick off the season here, Hoop, and well, it'd be great to sweep this weekend here, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's always fun to beat up on the Madison teams.
It really is. They think, oh, we'll just come up to Western Wisconsin, but this kind of hockey up here with Hudson, Chi High, and the BRC teams is really, really tough. I think some of the best hockey in the state. So encouraging to see this young team perform the way they did tonight. We'll see if they can keep it going tomorrow. Again, we're on the air at 12:40 for Cardinal Countdown and 1 o'clock puck drop with Madison Edgewood coming over from Hudson after they played the Raiders here tonight. For my partner up here in the broadcast booth, Chase Hoople, I'm Greg Stewart. Thank you to Dawson Halverson for doing a great job. We'll talk to him tomorrow. He'll be with us as well tomorrow for Chi High Hockey at 1 o'clock, 12:40 pregame. Final score again, Verona losing to Chi High. The Cards winning their season opener 2-1 over the Wildcats. Good night from the Chippewa Ice Arena.
WOGN
Chi High Hockey on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening to Cardinals Hockey on WOGO. We now join our regularly scheduled program already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.